It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Pickley joining you on this Wednesday morning, not too far away. We will speak with Scott Burns from the Adelaide Crows, Kane Farrell from The Power. Joining us too, we are here in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. And of course, Quick Bix, Mark Bickley has just taken a moment to go and make a coffee because he is so fatigued this morning. We thought we would talk about the breaking news in regards to LIV Golf. Let's get down to business. It was fascinating, Bix, arriving into Studio Lumo today and seeing the big announcement. We'll play it to you live right now from PGA Europe CEO, Mr. Keith Pelly.
Yes, it's a big day. No question. Today is hugely significant in our game and for our tour. And as I said to our members earlier today in a letter, the way that I described it was today is historic. And historic is the right word because ourselves, the PGA Tour, and the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, known as the PIF, are coming together to form a commercial entity that will unify men's professional golf. And that is very exciting.
Okay, so Bix, break it down for us. What does this mean? What has happened?
So there's been, these two parties have been at war because the Saudi Arabians, through LIV Golf, the PIF, the Public Investment Fund, has used their money to, pry some of the world's best golfers out of the US PGA Tour and create a for want of a better term, a rebel tour, a different tour,
yes,
which is a bit more relaxed and appeals to a different market. And they paid them lots of money to do so, which you often have to do if you're going to disrupt something, because they went out on a limb. They were turning their back on the traditional golf system that had been in place for a long, long time. Now, because of, I guess, the relative success of it, and probably without sort of exaggerating too much, the tournament in Adelaide has been the jewel in the crown, or particularly from, you know, an Australian perspective. We saw that and saw what was possible. Nearly 80,000 people went. It was a huge success. It attracted lots of different style of spectator to the event that perhaps doesn't or isn't attending golf events. So on the back of that, and they also talked about lawsuits. There's lots of lawsuits going on. But effectively what they have done is they've merged and they've come together. So the PGA have said, look, we'll now negotiate, we'll come to the table. And they've formed a merged partnership. Now, the PIF, the Public Investment Funds, the chairman, Yasser Al-Rumayyan, spoke about that merged partnership yesterday.
The way we're doing our partnership, it's going to be really big in many senses. We will have both the LIV and the PGA Tour in addition to all of our assets, and we will be investing in the growth of the game of golf and doing many new things that I think will have a better engagement from the players, the fans, the broadcasters, the sponsors, everyone else.
There's so many questions coming out from this, Bix, that we will be able to hopefully have answered over the next couple of days, because there's questions of what happens to the players who originally signed on to be part of LIV Golf. So Cam Smith, Australia's very own, and you could see over $100 million US just for being part of the tour. And what that meant was that he wasn't able to be eligible in some countries to play on the PGA Tour and get their ranking points to say that he's officially number one in the world according to the PGA ranking. So there's that side of things. What this does for Adelaide's LIV Golf, we are unsure. And the other thing, a lot of people in golf are suggesting that the PGA Tour Commissioner, Jay Monahan, And this is what I'm quoting here from an article on a website saying he's sold out, pure and simple. The man who defended his tour, the same man who loathed and lambasted the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour, went behind the scenes and struck a deal with the PIF, the benefactor of LIV. So we'll go back 2 years ago and have a listen to the PGA Tour Commissioner, Jay Monahan, talking about LIV.
As it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Now, this is 2 years ago from the PGA Tour Commissioner, Jay Monahan, and this is him now.
Well, listen, I think today is it's a historical day for the PGA Tour and the game of golf. And it's a historical day for the PIF and the DP World Tour. And you're right. You know, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella.
Bix, it's just awkward hearing that. It's just so awkward hearing.
Called them a moral stain, the backers and of the LIV thing. So he's done one of the biggest backflips of all time, and
it just suggests. And I, if you're just glancing at what the quotes say or just hearing them, then we understand that the PIF has more than $600 billion in assets, according to Bloomberg. If you just hear that passing by, you think, okay, so what has changed your tune, Jay Monahan? Apart from the obvious, which is money.
Yeah, and I think also the adaption that people have taken up LIV and say, well, guess what? We don't care so much for the background and what's going on and who's backing it. We care for the golf. And maybe the fact that the US PGA Tour has neglected parts of the parts of golf, in particular, people like Australians who haven't had access to some of the great players over here, that's left the door open. It's interesting, the new chairman of the merged partnership is going to be the public investment fund's Yasser Al-Ramayan. Just having a look at his background, he is the governor of the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia. He's the chairman of Saudi Aramco. That's a massive, one of the biggest companies in the world from Saudi Arabia. He's also the chairman of Newcastle United in the English Premier League, amongst a whole raft of other things as well. So he is a very, very powerful man who's now heading up, I guess, effectively, the world of golf.
It's dividing the golf community too. We've had some players come out and speak already. Dylan Wu has tweeted, tell me why Jay Monahan basically got a promotion to CEO of all golf in the world by going back on everything he said for the past 2 years. There's also some other golfers saying, Mackenzie Hughes suggesting, nothing like finding out through Twitter that we're merging with a tour that we said we'd never do. Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, two LIV players celebrating the announcement. So I think this is still going to divide before it actually brings people together.
Well, the other thing as well is, like, let's bring it back to here in Adelaide. So we've got a deal for 4 years. Does that mean all those superstar players, now they've got access to some tours in America and they're not black banned over there? Will they still be coming to Australia? Will we still see some of the LIV superstars come to Australia? Will the tournament still go ahead? I'm sure LIV will be wanting to continue their expansion over here into Australia. We've already spoken to people this morning who are suggesting that not only will the Adelaide event go ahead, it'll be expanded and most likely Queensland, which we heard last year, and maybe even in Perth, WA.
Let's hope it doesn't affect anything apart from positively LIV in Adelaide. So from a golfing sense, and from what I've read over the past few hours leading into this, from a golfing sense, it's going to be good to see the world's best actually share the stage again and play together. But looking deeper into it, there's still a lot that needs to be ironed out and a lot of questions need to be answered. What do you think, golf fans? Because we know we got a lot of you listening. 0427154166. Does it change your perception of LIV or the PGA especially? Because LIV was doing its own thing and PGA have jumped on board now. So this isn't an attack at LIV Golf. This is basically just saying what's changed apart from a 10-minute conversation apparently between the two big dogs sitting down and saying, hey, let's chat. And then they're all buddies again.
I just wonder, when we think about, I think this is a trailblazing scenario to what's going to happen to all the sports eventually. Like, let's think about the IPL. At what stage do we think the IPL might become just the premier, you know, if it's not already, but maybe supersede many other things, that, like even Test cricket, we've started to see a little bit of how it's got this little spot at the moment. But what if they decided to expand the IPL, because it's a money-making machine, into IPL test series, and we do all range of things? When you've got the amount of money that's being generated, or potentially people want to throw at it, and you've got test nations, that Australia playing West Indies again in a year's time or less than a year, that is not great to watch. How long before we start to say, let's have some of the traditional stuff, but let's also do something different with Test cricket as well.
I'm not massive on making big predictions. I did say that Port Adelaide would finish in the top two and make a grand final, which I got lambasted for. But I would be of the belief that with the public outrage already in regards to Jay Monahan, who's the leader of the PGA at the moment, even as recently as now, there's been outrage from the 9/11 Families United saying you've gone against your word. I don't think he'll be in that job for very long. Like, if you were him, you'd probably be having a look at some of the decisions you've made and how that's going to be received now.
Well, Greg Norman's been vindicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the stuff he talked about is around bringing golf to the masses, and he's been able to, I guess, put a wall up between actual golf and the discussion around who's backing it. And at the moment, it appears that people are prepared to look past some of the other stuff to say, well, I just love golf and I want golf to be the best it can be. And people would have a really good argument with that, because, you know, like we've just, you know, we love the English Premier League as much as anything. And this same person who we're sort of questioning, is this good for golf that it's being backed by this person? Well, he's the chairman of Newcastle United. So we can't question one sport and not question another. And the tentacles at this stage seem to run through most sports.
14 minutes past seven. We are here thanks to more Team Ford Mount Barker for V6 Ranger. We're going to talk footy next, because we need to have a look at who's sitting in no man's land in the end of the season. We've done our ladder predictor, and we would love to know your thoughts on this too. 0427 154 166. We're on for 21 degrees today. Good morning.